Yes, Hashem, this is Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz 5781. We're looking at a certain section of the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. An amazing idea. This is from Pitchei Sharim Petach, Ayin Chet of Nativ Gidol Zeran Pin. He says like this. Kamo b'olam atahu. We have a world of tohu. Shetchilas tikunam hayal yidei melech hadar shugil yaharat yisod akshu munach kali shel kol olamot. The world of tohu is a situation where all future potential expressions of all worlds that will develop in an evolution of time and space, meaning the realm where our free will has an effect, where more and more good deeds done by people cause the evolution and expression of this historical process to go well. But above that realm, where our free will has no impact necessarily, is a realm called Anab Kadmon, is that this is the basis and the ground of all existence. That, as I've said before, the ultimate metaphysical ground and source of existence is a realm of absolute perfection. That's the creator's thought of exactly what the world will be when it resolves into a perfection. That realm exists already and is the basis and the ground from which springs forth all of our experiences of time and space. Like a builder who has already built the entire building in his mind. And in his mind, the building exists in its perfection. And from the building in his mind, he goes out and makes it real and expresses it through many steps of construction and constructing the building. And everything that happens out there in the construction site is just building out the immutable perfect building he already has constructed in his mind. So too, the entire world and the entire unfolding of history is the construction zone, is the building site whereby Hashem is building out and expressing the perfect universe that he has already built in a higher realm of thought, which is immutable and unshakable, such that that world, that immutable, unshakable, perfect world that the Kabbalists call Adam Kadmon, that is a world that exists immutably and is the very ground and source from which all existence springs. The way that the entire building that the builder builds is springing forth from the building that already exists in his mind and in his will. See, the Olam HaTohu is the wreckage zone. The Olam HaTohu is specifically that the Creator took all the elements, all the building pieces that would need to be used to build out and express his vision, and specifically smashed them and infused in them the possibility of going haywire when being used to build, such that, yes, at all times, history is the nonstop building out of this perfection. But while we're in the process, since there's free will and human beings can either cooperate or interfere, so a human being's ability to interfere, chas v'shalom, God forbid, is that since we are co-creating with Hashem, we, as the Gemara says, Al tikrei banayich el banayich el banayich. Don't just say that we are children of Hashem, but say that we are Hashem's builders. We are literally the builders. Hashem is the architect that has constructed a perfect world in a zone called Adam Kadmon, which is a perfect world that already exists. And we are his builders as the souls. We are out there tasked with building that vision and making it real, period. It's unbelievable. It's like the most amazing idea. But The fact is that as builders, we're going out into a construction zone. And in that construction zone, the building pieces that each one is assigned to, which is the mission in his life, which is where he's born, where he's destined to be, as it says, Hashem is mitzadi gav, mechi mitzadi gaver. Hashem has already set up each person's pathway and where he's going to go. So the building pieces that each one of us as a construction worker is meant to deal with, those are the choices that we are already destined to have to make. So the building materials that we are using to build the universe as Hashem's builders. So what happened was at the beginning of time, before time really got started, because time really is only precisely the process of building this building. So right before it all got started, Hashem took all the building pieces, meaning all the choices we would ever make. Because when you make a choice, you build out the plan, you build out the building just another step further. So all those building pieces before this all got started, they got smashed, means that they got infused with the potential that a person could come and make a wrong choice. And by making a wrong choice, instead of strengthening this overall building that's being expressed through time and history, weakens it. And locally, God forbid, he creates by doing the wrong thing, he creates major instability within himself and within his immediate surroundings, but really creates a problem in the entire building out. And the only reason that's possible, the only reason it's possible for him or her to do something wrong is because the choices that he makes, which are the building blocks that he's responsible for in building out this ultimate structure, those building blocks originally got like infected and tinged with the possibility of not being used properly. Like, we can imagine theoretically, if we are construction workers for God and our job is to build out his plan, so he could have given us all energies of choice that could never go wrong. All we'd have to do is go enjoy building it and have fun with that, and it'd be really interesting. And all you'd have to do is go, and you'd always make the right choice, and you'd always build out the plan in a perfect, smooth way. But that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted that not only would we be participating with him and teaming with him to build out his vision through the choices we make, but that it would be difficult, and that metaphorically, the brick that we're supposed to put up today and right now could fall out and could break, or could just go wrong. There could be wrong piping, wrong wiring, wrong construction, that it wouldn't be so easy. That if a person has a evil inclination, that is as he's about to say in a very deep way, that a person's evil inclination, his bad character traits, are that the building pieces and the energies of choice that he goes out and confronts every day, every minute, every hour, every second, specifically resist being used properly, because they come from a realm that right before time got started, they got smashed, they got infused with this tendency to not want to cooperate, with this tendency to separate. It's in fact this tendency that the basic building blocks of choice that we all have to go out and use, that their tendency is to not want to cooperate, to not want to work together to build the structure. That's what keeps our world in a state of flux. That's what keeps our world not automatically locked in step to completely nullify to Hashem and reveal him right away, which is what would have happened had Adam not sinned. But now, since there's all these free radical energies out there resisting cooperation, resisting building out the ultimate plan that they inevitably will have to, but because there's resistance right now, that precisely is what keeps our world in this amazing state where everything is constantly mediating between the perfection that rests at its core and the brokenness and instability that keeps it from automatically and in a permanent way just locking into perfection and never swerving, because there's a possibility of swerving still. So there's swerving and there's not swerving mixed together right now. And so the point is that there's a great realm called Adam Kadmon, primordial man. It means the ultimate primordial, like grand context, like ultimate template, like the grand vision of where everything comes from and where everything must go. It is the plan that if history has a purpose, which it does, all of history is driving towards expressing this one being called Adam Kadmon, which is the expression that there's still only one God, yet within a realm of expressions of different powers, that all these expressions of different powers is just one God in a similar way. Not that God is a man, God forbid, but just as we say metaphorically, by analogy, that a person, a human being, has fingers and legs and toes and hair and eyes and ears and all this, but it's just one person, such that each and every limb is just him. So too, the point of this level of Adam Kadmon is that there's a whole universe with endless variety of expressions of energy, yet it's all Hashem's light. It's not Hashem, it's Hashem's light, it's his expression. That realm of Adam Kadmon is where the universe will inevitably has to eventually reveal that all of this was just one light refracted into endless varieties of expression. That's what Adam Kadmon is the revelation of that. And it's really a fact right now, but the world is still broken, and so you can't see it so easily. So that is on the universal scale. But on an individual scale, each person is like a miniature of this. And what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to go out and fix himself and fix his own animal soul, go out and fix his own character traits. That by working day after day to do the mitzvah, what happens is that who he really is, which is a divine soul, finally expresses in all of his thought, speech, and action, and in all of his family environment and in his community. And he takes his portion of the world and subdues it, as the Torah says, when man is created, that man was created, that you should, Malei ha'aretz kishua, right? It says, but to it, man, God says to man, fill the earth and subdue it. Fill the land and subdue it. What does it mean that God created man to conquer and fill the land and subdue it? On a simple level, it means that humanity would spread out across the globe. But on a spiritual level, it means force your environment to express you. And start with forcing your own behavior, forcing your body, forcing your animalistic tendencies, your desire to eat, sleep, be intimate, have possessions, just the animal life, to force that to express who you are. Become so attuned with who you are and your divine nature that comes out and overflows and expresses in everything you do. When a person does that on his level, what he does in turn is assists in causing that great vision to also fill and subdue the entire universe, such that that great vision, where it's revealed that Hashem Hu Elokim, Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad, that on that day Hashem Malei Kol Haaretz Kavodo Begiloy, that in revelation his glory will fill the entire world, such that there's no space that hides the fact that there's really just one light of Hashem everywhere. When a person causes who he is to completely overpower and overtake all of his expressions, he assists in that same process occurring by Hashem. Now he says, Shabiyato la olam hu yitiyato minato lanhiga olam mitakna. That the very coming into being of a person, the fact that you were born into this world, just being born into this world, is the emergence of a person's broken state of character. That when he's first born, he's a baby child who can't talk, can't walk, is completely selfish. The reason that is because just the tiniest flicker of his divine soul is shining into the realm where he manifests in a body. But at least he has emerged. Means that before he was even born, so where was all that energy that's going to make his body? Where was all that energy and material that was going to make his body and going to make his basic soul, his basic life force? It was scattered all over the place. It was scattered all over the place in the food that his parents would eat to conceive him, specifically. So now that he's conceived, now that life force begins to bind together. And as he eats more food and breathes in more air, he's literally breathing in parts of himself that were scattered everywhere. And then when those parts come into his body through eating and breathing and drinking, so he then is supposed to use his soul to continuously rearrange those forces of energy that they should emerge from a state of brokenness because they were all over the place, and that air particle and that water particle and that food particle and that air particle there and there and there, and he takes those scattered pieces of himself and draws them together, and he's a human being and he's born, and now he's using his mind and continuously managing himself and his surroundings to constantly be under the sway of his soul, thereby elevating those scattered pieces of himself. He is drawing himself out of chaos into order, and by doing that on his individual level, he assists in making sure that that project is being forwarded on the grand level, on the universal level. And this is a person's kingship, as the Chavir has said in other places, that a person is a king. A human being, an Israeli, is a king because he has free will. By ruling over himself, he causes Hashem to rule over the world. Yeah. All right, we'll stop it there.